Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 16th edition. Hope everybody's ready for the weekend. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. The preseason action was great over at thequantedge.com. Hope you guys got in on that. Again, you can try the free week over there or get the season package now. It's worth it. $149.99. Use promo code Bubba. You get the last 5 or 6 weeks, whatever's left in the baseball season, for free. So go check all that out. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes for the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. Just take a couple seconds out of your day. All right, 15 games on tap for this Friday. Big day, big day. 7 of the 15 totals are 9.5 or higher. 6 of the 15 totals are 10 or higher. We got some interesting weather in a couple spots, but not too bad. Let's look at your totals on this slate. Cubs at Pirates, 9. Indians, Yankees, 10.5. Brewers, Nats, 9. Padres, Phillies, 9. Mariners, Blue Jays, 10. Orioles, Red Sox, 12. Tigers, Rays, 8. Cardinals, Reds, 9. Dodgers, Braves, 10. Twins, Rangers, 10. Mets, Royals, 9.5. Marlins, Rockies, 12. Giants, D-backs, 9. White Sox, Angels, 8.5. Astros, A's, 9. So we have one total of 8. We have two totals of 8.5 or below. So yeah, going to be another fun one around the diamond. When you're looking at the weather real quick, Minnesota and Texas, the wind is blowing in from center field, but it's hotter than hot, so the wind should not matter a ton. Mets, Kansas City, rain comes in late in that game, so keep an eye on that one. And then Miami at Colorado, it's Coors, it's going to be a little warm there. Wind blowing in from left, but I don't think that'll have a big impact on the game. All right, when you're looking at pitching, we had no one over 10K yesterday. We have 7 guys over 10K today. I got 4 of them you can take a look at. You got Justin Verlander at 12-4. That is an insane price point. Very good play at 12-4, but an insane price point at the Oakland Athletics. Verlander's been great this year, as we know. He does give up some loud contact, does give up some home runs, but as a whole, averaging over almost 27 points per game this year. He's faced Oakland twice this year. 14 innings, 1 earned, 19 Ks, averaging 35 points per start against the Oakland Athletics. Great spot of his home run derby there in Oakland last night. They strike out over 21% of the time versus righties. Great play at 12-4 if you want to pay up there. I just don't think you need to. You can save $800. Go to Charlie Morton at 11-6 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Great spot for Chucky here. He's faced Detroit once this year. 7 shutout innings with 8 Ks for 33 DraftKings points. At home this year, he has a 2.75 ERA, averaging 26 DK points. Recent home starts, 25.5 against Toronto, 35 against Boston, 31 against the Yankees, 39 against Baltimore. Those are his last 4 home starts. Been absolutely outstanding. I like Morton quite a bit for that savings. A Detroit team that strikes out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Morton's a minus 300 home favorite in this matchup. So really good spot for Charlie Morton at 11-6. If you want to pay up, he'd be my guy of choice all the way up tonight. You got Luis Castillo at 10-8 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals have been kind of disappointing. We saw Sonny Gray go out there and get it done yesterday. Double-digit strikeouts, got like 30-something points. You got Castillo, who's faced the Cardinals twice this year, averaging 22 points per start. He's averaging over 23 at home this season with a 2.35 home ERA. And his recent home starts, 20-39, 28 Cubs, Angels, Pirates. He's been very, very good this whole season, but especially of late. Cardinals team that strikes out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Castillo almost a 30% K rate and a 55% ground ball rate. And you have a Cardinals team with a 4.1 team total, 4th lowest on the slate. So Castillo at 10-8 is in play for you tonight. Last guy over 10,000 I'll be taking a peek at is Noah Syndergaard at 10-1. His price tag just seems off. Seems very, very off. He has not faced Kansas City this year, but Syndergaard's been looking better of late. 17 against the Nats, 22 at Pittsburgh, 35 at the White Sox, 18 against San Diego, 25 at SF, 30 at Miami. He's been better on the road than at home of late, which is kind of odd. And he gets a Kansas City team that strikes out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Syndergaard, 24% K rate, 49% ground ball rate. And a Kansas City team with a 4.2 team total, 312 WOBA, 162 ISO versus righties. Great spot for Thor tonight. I'd imagine he's going to be popular, but in a great, great spot this evening. So my 10K and above, I got Thor 1, Morton 2, Verlander 3, Castillo 4. When you drop into the 7 and 8K range, you could look at Noah Syndergaard at 85 at the D-backs. He prefers Shark at home or certain matchups. D-backs have been quiet of late. You saw Derek Rodriguez dominate them last night, which shocked all of us. I'm not saying Shark's going to do that, but the potential's there at 85 if you need to go there. You got Kyle Hendricks at 82 at the Pirates. Pirates don't strike out a ton. Hendricks is very up and down this year. He's struggled in his one start against the Pirates. He struggled on the road. He's an option at 82 if you need to go there. Patrick Sandoval of the Angels at $7,800 at home against the White Sox has my attention. He got beat up in Boston his last time out. His first start at Cincinnati, 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks. The reason why I like Sandoval at $7,800 is I respect the White Sox against the lefty. They're in play again tonight, just like they were last night, and they came through for the guys we were targeting. But when it comes to the White Sox, they strike out over 25.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Sandoval has insane strikeout stuff. Very, very good strikeout stuff. The White Sox have a 4.1 team total, third lowest on the slate. Small sample size, but lefties 499, righties 250. So some interesting reverse splits early on. They have a 335 WOBA, which is very good versus lefties, but only a 161 ISO. So Sandoval at 78, pretty decent punt option with some big-time upside tonight. And then last but not least, the top option in this 7 and 8K range, Vinny V. Our boy Vinny V, $7,200 at home against the Padres. Vinny V's been getting it going of late. 8.3 at the Giants, been 17 at Arizona, 15 at home against the Giants, 31, 13, 19. Showing that upside against a Padres team that you can strike out all day long. 27% K rate versus right-handed pitching for the Padres. Vinny V at 25.5% K rate of his own. A lot of fly balls. That's always been his big, big problem. But when you look at San Diego, a 4.5 team total, 307 WOBA, 180 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Vinny V at 72, big on my list tonight. So in 7 and 8K range, I got Vinny V 1, Kyle Hendricks 2, Patrick Sandoval 3, and Shark 4. Now, when we're talking punts, we got a couple we can look at. We got Adrian Houser at the Washington Nationals, $6,600. Hauser's been pretty decent of late, 33 against Texas, 7.3 at the Cubs, with an 18 at Oakland, a 10, a 12, kind of back and forth all over the place. But he brings big strikeout upside of late, and that's what we're looking for at $6,600. The Nats strike out 21.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And when you look at Hauser here, 25.5% K rate of his own and a 55% ground ball rate really has my attention. The Nats 4.9 team total, lefties 329, righties 247 versus Hauser. So not a lock by any means, but for $6,600 does give you some upside. If you want to get really weird down here at $5,800, Aaron Civale is down here and he's at the Yankees. The Yankees bats have been very, very good this year. But Civale has been good in his three starts, 20 at Minnesota, 23 against Texas, 27 against Detroit. So that's what has my attention. That Minnesota start, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks, has my attention for $5,800. The Yankees are fierce. There's no hiding that. But they still strike out over 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Civale at 27% K rate, almost a 39% ground ball rate. The Yankees do have the third highest team total at 5.7. Lefties 163, righties 253 in a small sample versus Civale. So by no means is it a must play, but if you want to get weird in a GPP at 5,800, I think there's potential with Civale. Now my favorite punt of the night, and the last pitcher we'll discuss, is Mike Montgomery at 5,200. Talked about him on a recent Bench with Bubba with Batflip Crazy on Monday night, episode 200. And he started, Montgomery starting to show some signs of good stuff here. His last couple starts, he had 41 at Detroit. He had 17 at Boston. Previous starts weren't the most ideal, but those two starts did give me a sign for life, a sign for hope. It might just be false hope, but the Mets do strike out 21.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Montgomery, 20% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. The K rate's gone up his last couple starts as well. When you look at the New York Mets, 5.3 team total, and they're hitting lefties really, really well. So he's $5,200, not ideal, but at the same time, that price tag makes him a play tonight against the Mets team that's very, very hot and very, very cold. They went off in Atlanta last night, but the night before they couldn't hit Dallas Keuchel. So pick your poison there. At $5,200, Montgomery's got some appeal tonight. So when we're punting, I got Montgomery 1, Hauser 2, Savale 3. Recapping the whole board of pitching. Up top, 10K and above, Thor, Morton, Castillo, Verlander. 7 and 8K range, Vinny V, Hendricks, Sandoval, Shark. Down below, Montgomery, Hauser, Savale. So some interesting options for you on this slate. Let's check out the bats, because there's going to be bats for days, as usual. When you look at the catcher's position, you got Garver if you need. You got Gary. Gary went deep again yesterday. He's getting hot, folks. But if you want to save some cash, plenty of options on a slate like this. If you are fading Montgomery, Wilson Ramos is $4,200. He's hitting it really well in the month of August, and he hits lefties extremely well, so keep an eye on Wilson Ramos. Farther down you go, Travis d'Arnaud against Daniel Norris. Norris has been very hot and cold this year. Tampa's got a 5.6 team total, fourth highest on the slate. Lefty's 339, righty's 349 versus Daniel Norris, so keep him in mind. As you go down farther in the 4K range, with Sandoval on the mound, if you're not using Sandoval, you got James McCann at 3,900. He had a good game last night, putting up 12 DK points, 12 and 25 in his last two. He's in play for you tonight. Going down farther, you could look at the likes of a Brian McCann versus Kenta Maeda at 35, a Tucker Barnhart at 35 if you need to. I'd rather get up to James McCann or go down farther if you're in this kind of range here. Danny Jansen at 34 has my attention. Tui Valala is going to start for Seattle, and then Wade LeBlanc will come in afterwards. Danny Jansen's averaging over 10 points in his last 10, 8, 26, 4, 18 in his last four. So some upside with Danny at 3,400. Going down even farther now, you'll have a few more options to pick and choose from. But look at guys like Jorge Alfaro and Coors versus John Gray at only 3,300. That's got some upside for you. Coors field catcher at that price with Alfaro's upside is very nice. You got Mike Zunino at 3K versus Daniel Norris. And then you'll have my boy down here, my boo, Beef Wellington. I loved him yesterday at 26. He's 29 today in a great spot versus Sandoval. He went deep last night for 21 DK points, 21 and 16 in his last two. Ride the wave with Beef at 2,900 if you need to punt the position. So not bad at all. First base, you got Freddie Freeman went deep again last night. I believe he went deep twice last night. It was ridiculous watching the end of that game. Yeah, he double-donged it, 32. 32, 0, 12, 11, 10 in his last five. He's 5,200 tonight versus Kenta Maeda, who's been very, very rough of late. Atlanta's got a 5.1 team total. Lefty's 319 off Kenta Maeda this year. So a guy like Freddie Freeman, definitely in play again. Pete Alonso hit a bomb again last night. He's 51 versus Montgomery. I'd rather get to Freddie Freeman. You could slide down if you want to be the Orioles or play the Orioles and fade Rick Porcello. That is always an option. Baltimore's team total is 4.7. Lefty's 342. Righty's 323. And that brings Trey Boo Boo, Trey Mancini into play for you tonight at 4,900. Averaging 9 points over his last 10, 8, 0, 16, 18, 17 over his last 5. $4,900 tonight will be zero owned, essentially. You got the red hot Carlos Santana. He double donged for you last night, averaging 15.5 over his last 10. Put up 41 last night, 4, 21, 26, 29 in his last 5. 21 or more in 4 of his last 5. He gets Masahiro Tanaka tonight. Cleveland has a 4.9 team total. Lefty's 323, righty's 300. We know Tanaka loves giving up the long ball. So, a guy like Carlos Santana at 49 is in play for you tonight. When you slide on down to the position, there's a ton of guys here. If you ever have any questions, Fantasy Degens, Slack chat, or the member Discord at TQE, I can answer them for you. Anthony Rizzo versus Musgrove at 45 is interesting. Rizzo's been very inconsistent this year, but when you're targeting Musgrove, you target him with lefties. Cubs have a 4.7 team total. Lefties 316, righties 325. But the lefties have a ton of power against Joe Musgrove this season. So keep that in mind when you're looking at Rizzo at 45. You can go down farther. If you don't believe in Adrian Hauser, Matt Adams at 42 makes for a nice GPP play. But my boy, who was preaching the bad price, I've been preaching the bad price tag for well over a week now, but he double-dogged yesterday for 30 points. He's averaging 13 over his last 10. 30, 16, 3, 12, 3, 10, 2, 19, 5, 28. He's up to 4,200 tonight against Patrick Sandoval, and that's Jose Abreu. The dude is on fire, period, and he mashes left-handed pitching. So 4,200 for Abreu, very nice value tonight at the position. Daniel Murphy's been ice cold, but he's in Coors at 41 versus Sandy Alcantara tonight. So I don't hate that if you need to get weird. Dan Vogelbach in a GPP at 4K versus Wagasbach in Toronto. The ball flies out of there. He went deep 2 games ago, but other than that, hasn't done much of anything. So GPP only with Vogelbach. I'd probably rather go Murphy if you're stacking Colorado, or just go to Jose Abreu at 42. Or you drop down. You guys like Matt Beaty and Jock Jans versus Soroka if you want to get weird. But Garrett Cooper's in Coors, first base outfield eligible at 4K. That's a good Coors price tag if you need to go that direction. Travis d'Arnaud against 3,900 and his matchup. Other than that, Joey Votto's day-to-day, he'd be a good punt at 3,800. I could definitely go there. CJ Cron at 37. Mike Minor's been very good. CJ Cron crushes lefties. He's GPP viable at 37. Jesus Aguiar at 36 versus Daniel Norris. So you definitely have some options down below here. Even Matt Olson in a GPP. Matt Olson double-donged yesterday. Verlander does give up home runs in his starts. Even though he might strike out 12 guys, he might give up one or two home runs. So if you want to get really, really weird to GPP, Matt Olson at 36 fills the bill right there. And then other than that, just check lineups. There's a lot of options on a 15-game slate. But those would be the main ones for me. Second base, you got Ketel Marte versus Shark at 52. Very solid look. But give me Johnny VR at 51. He's priced up a ton, and no one's going to pay that price for Johnny VR. But he's only averaging 11.3 over his last 10. Put up another 14 last night. He's running. He's hitting with a little bit of power. VR at 51 versus a guy as bad as Rick Porcello has my attention. Or you can drop down to Ozzie Albies at 49 versus Kenta Maeda. That's a good play as well. Farther down you go to Jose Altuve at 48. Very, very solid look for you there. Put up a goose egg last night, which is very rare for Altuve in this run of late, averaging over 12 points in his last 10. So keep Altuve in mind at 4,800. Ryan McMahon and Coors at only 47 is a really good play. They finally priced him up. That's impressive. It only took, you know, 3 more games of Coors, but good on you, mate. So Ryan McMahon is in play. Sliding on down, you could go Keston Hira versus Corbin, the tough matchup, but $4,300, nice savings. Ian Happ, second base outfield eligible, averaging over 10 in his last 10, 10 more points yesterday. 4,200 versus Joe Musgrove, that's got some upside for you for sure in that matchup. Jason Kipnis went deep yesterday, he's only 4K versus Tanaka, good GPP play. So is Kevin Biggio at 4,000. Dropping below 4K now. You got Starlin Castro in Coors. I'm not running to play that, but he's cheap in Coors if you need him. Josh Van Meter's only 3,700 versus Waino. That's in play as well. Rougned Odor is only 37 versus Jake Odorizzi. That's a GPP cheapie. He had 10 more points for you yesterday. 10, 0, 2, 17 in his last 4. Always GPP viable, but in hitting conditions like you're going to see, Jake Odorizzi, $3,700. That's a really good GPP punt in that matchup. Other than that, check your lineups again. They'll slate this size. Tons of options, tons of value will come out when lineups are released. Third base, Rafael Devers versus Aaron Brooks is redonkulous. The Red Sox versus Baltimore should be a very good play. Devers at 5,600 is a smash play. He's expensive as all get up, which stinks, but Boston's got a 7.3 team total. That is the highest on the slate. The second highest is the Rockies at 6.8. The Red Sox are a half a run higher, and they're not in Coors. Lefties 398, righties 343 on Brooks. Brooks started against the Yankees recently and just gave up home run after home run after home run. So Devers at 56, very, very good play. You got Arenado and Coors at 54. You got the hot Gio Urshela. Give me Rafael Devers. If you're going up, give me Rafael Devers. If not, save some cash. Drop down to like an Eduardo Escobar at 49. JD Davis at 48 versus Montgomery. JD Davis showing some power, averaging 11 points over his last 10. Gets the lefty Montgomery at 4,800. You could go there. Bregman went deep yesterday. He's 48 versus Tanner Roark. Roark's been pretty decent. I almost used him as a GPP play. I guess he could be used if you feel like it. Houston's got a 5.15 team total. Lefty's 383. Righty's 290 versus Tanner Roark. So someone to keep in mind there. Few other options for you here. Jose Ramirez double-donged at last night. He's 47 versus Tanaka. That's outstanding. This Indians team is going to be fun tonight against Tanaka and his home run-giving abilities this season. So Ramirez at 47, very, very good. Brett Anderson, John Birdie, both in Coors at 47. Good values against John Gray there. Eugenio Suarez intriguing at 44. Don't hate that at all. Farther down you look, Miguel Sano in a GPP at 44 versus Minor is in play for you. Kyle Seager is only 4K versus Wagespach. That's a good value. Seager averaging over 12 his last 10, 16, 5, 50 his last 3, but really hitting well over the month of August. So Seager at 4K is a guy you can look at versus Wagespach, and then LeBlanc, he gets lefties just fine, so don't run and hide from that. Jace Peterson, third base outfield eligible for Baltimore, averaging 9 points over his last 10. He's 3,900 versus Rick Porcello, which hit some serious upside there. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is only 3,900 versus Tui Villala and Wade LeBlanc, so that's a good upside play at 3,900 if you're looking for some savings. Other than that, not a ton else. Matt Chapman's 37 and a GPP. Ray Ruiz, 36 for Baltimore. Not in love with Ruiz play, but he's a super punt if you need him. Marwin Gonzalez is 35. Brandon Drury, 34. Colin Moran, 34. Matt Duffy, 33. So there's some savings down here if you need them at the third base position. Shortstop Trevor Story and Coors at 57 is very, very nice. But Bogarts at 53 is even nicer. Big fan of that play at $5,300. You got Trey Turner at 52. Johnny VR at 51. I already mentioned how much I like VR. Lindor at 5K, not bad at all. He's always in play. I kind of like Bogarts more at 53 in that 5K and above range. Bo Bichette at 48, very solid look for you there. He just continues to get it done. 5-2, 29, 3 games ago. Good spot tonight against the Mariners. You got Bregman at 48, Birdie at 47. Bichette, very good look there. Carlos Correa continues to get it done, continues to get talked about on quick hits. Double-donged last night, averaging almost 13 in his last 10 against Tanner Roark tonight, so keep him in mind. Few other guys here. Didi Gregorius heating up. He's heating up. He's up to 43 now. Pretty soon that price tag I've been bitching about is going to be long gone. Went deep yesterday. 27-7-20 in his last 4. $4,300 in Yankee Stadium tonight versus Savale. You got Tim Anderson at 43. Good spot versus Patrick Sandoval. Anderson's averaging almost 10 in his last 10. Put up 10 last night. 10-22 in his last 2. Good spot versus Sandoval. A few others to take a peek at, like Elvis Andrus has been swinging it really well. He's 4,100. Ahmed Rosario's been straight fire. We mentioned him a ton on this show. Averaging almost 10 in his last 10. He has 5 hits and 4 hits in his last 2, 34-16. He's hitting towards the top of that Mets order. He gets Mike Montgomery, who we talked about a second earlier. Most of this came with the Cubs out of the bullpen. But on the season, right, he's hitting 357 off of Montgomery. When you get to below 4K, Paul DeJong in a GPP at 39 is very viable. If Freddie Galvis gets to start versus Wainwright at 38, that's a punch for you as well. Willie Adames at 36, we mention him pretty much every pod because he's down here. 6 points yesterday, he's averaging 7.2 over his last 10. 6, 19, 10 in his last 3. Tons of upside with Adames at 36, we mention him all the time. Really good play there. J.P. Crawford at 35 versus Wagespach is in play as well, so some definite value down here if you need it. Heading to the outfield, you got Ronald Acuna at 58. That's an intriguing play. You got Yelich. But Blackman at 55 and Coors versus Alcantara is very, very good at that price point. Mike Trout went deep again yesterday. He's facing Giolito tonight, though, so be careful. But it is Trout. He can hit anyone. Mookie Betts at only 52 versus Aaron Brooks is outstanding. And so is J.D. Martinez at only 51. Two very very good price points there for the Bo Sox. You got Juan Soto at 51, who's been on fire of late, averaging 13 over his last 10, 19, 14, 6, 32, 29 over his last 5, 14 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's 51 versus Adrian Houser. Very good look for you there. Mentioned Trey Boo Boo already. You got Danny Santana and Hunter Pence, both in Texas. Pence went deep yesterday. Santana's swinging a hot stick. They're both 4,900 in a very hitter-friendly environment. J.D. Davis at 48 versus Montgomery. But like Benintendi at 47 versus Brooks. When you got a pitcher as bad as Brooks on the mound, it's a good time to take some of the alternative guys, not the outstandingly like Betts and Bogarts of the world. I love taking them. I'm not saying don't take them. But if you want to be different, you go Benintendi, you go JBJ, you go Sam Travis, you go some of those guys in the order. Still get the awesome offense, but you don't have to get the main attractions. So after Benny, you got Starling Marte at 47, Brian Anderson and Coors at 47, Brett Gardner at 46, good GPP play versus Savale. Aristis Aquino at 46 versus Wainwright's got some upside to it. Brian Reynolds is a really solid play versus Hendricks. Lefties hit Hendricks really well. Reynolds, $4,600, averaging 12 over his last 10. He had the day off yesterday, but 4, 28, 14, 21 in his last 4. Good upside play at 4,400. Castellanos on fire as well at 46. Kyle Schwarber at 45 has got some GPP appeal versus Joe Musgrove. Don't hate that at all. If anybody missed it, Bryce Harper hit an absolute moonshot. Not sure it's landed yet. I've been preaching it that his price tag's too low. 45 is still too low for Bryce Harper. We were getting him in the low fours there for a while. The hot streak was coming. He's on it right now, I think. 27, 35, 0, 13, 0, 36, 0, 17. He's got the big games rolling. He's on fire right now. He gets Chris Paddock in the Padres bullpen tonight at 4,500. GPP only because I respect Paddock, but there is upside there with Harper for shizzle. Raimel Tapia and Coors at 45 has some appeal. Max Kepler is only 45 versus Minor in a good matchup in Texas. As you keep sliding on down, you got guys like Adam Eaton at 44, especially if you're stacking. Tommy Pham at 43 is a very good play versus Daniel Norris. Pham hits lefties very, very well, so keep him on your radar. Corey Dickerson at 43 in a GPP has some upside versus Paddock. Kevin Pillar is swinging a consistently good bat at $4,300 versus Mike Leake. Willie Calhoun at 43 versus Odorizzi. Michael Brantley double-donged yesterday. He's only 43 versus Rourke. Brantley's had averaging 14 over his last 10. 33, 27, 16, 10 over his last 5. Then you go 5, 16, 12, 25. So he's got 10 or more in 7 of his last 10 ball games. $4,300 versus Tanner Rourke. Very solid stuff there. Ian Happ, 42. Talked about him earlier. He's got some upside. Randall Grichuk has been straight fire. He's 41 tonight versus Tui Lavala and then LeBlanc. That's a very good price point for some savings with Randall Grichuk. Peralta at 41, solid as well. You got Senzu Chu, Nomar Mazara at 41 against Odorizzi in that solid matchup. Just like Randall Grichuk, Teoscar Hernandez has been feeling it as of late as well. He's 4K against the Mariners. Mentioned Beedy and Peterson earlier in GPPs versus Soroka, GPP only. When you get below the 4K range, we got Garrett Cooper and Coors at 4K. Keep that in mind. But below 4K, we mentioned Jace Peterson, Sam Travis of Boston, 3,900. First base outfield eligible. He's got some upside for you for sure. Then other than that, you got like Lane Thomas is getting playing time. But I don't really want to play him versus Castillo. You got Josh Naylor versus Velasquez at 39. If you got to get weird, you can. The Grandy Man and Coors at 39 has my attention versus Gray. That's a nice value. Jackie Bradley Jr. is only 38. The Franimal is only 38 versus Tanaka. That's a good GPP play for sure. A few others to take a peek at. Jesse Winker at 38 versus Wainwright. Very good look for you there. Eloy Jimenez only 3,800 versus Sandoval. He was only 34 yesterday. Got you 7 points. 38 still a very, very good value in his matchup. Josh Van Meter at 37 is in play for you. Other than that, check your lineups. There's a lot of guys down there. Like Marwin Gonzalez and Greg Allen at 3,500. Greg Allen had a big night last night, put up 39 DraftKings points. 39, 0, 12, 0, 19 in his last 5. He's 3,500. So lots of appeal out there if you're ready to dink and dunk at the position. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate, 10K and above, we got Thor 1, Morton 2, Verlander 3, Castillo 4. In the 7 and 8K range, Velasquez 1, Hendricks 2, Sandoval 3, Sharp 4, and then down below, Montgomery 1, Hauser 2, Savali 3. All right, if you're looking at stacks, obviously Boston against Aaron Brooks is in an amazing spot tonight. Yeah, Coors Field and play Colorado versus Sandy Alcantara is very, very nice. But don't sleep on Miami versus John Gray. You got the Yankees, who are always viable. But Tampa Bay versus Daniel Norris, very nice. I think Toronto gets overlooked tonight. They're in a great spot versus Tuivalu and then Wade LeBlanc. You have the Mets versus Montgomery. You got Houston in a good spot. Texas, Minnesota's getting overlooked on a slate like this. Cincinnati versus Wainwright. Wainwright's been very up and down this year. The Indians versus Tanaka could be very, very productive. And then Baltimore versus Porcello, another way to go. So 15 games when we have over half the totals at 9.5 or higher, when there's only two totals of, I believe, 8.5 or less. There's so many ways you can go on a slate like this. You can play Home Run Derby. You can play the mix and match game. So many ways to go. And that's what the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat's for. That's what the TQE member Discord's for. So hit us up over there. BVP to send you on your way. Jose Ramirez 6-for-11 with a triple against Tanaka. Naquin and Carlos Santana taking a deep. Santana 4-for-13 with a double and a home run. Manny Pena 4-for-6, two doubles off Corbin. That's interesting. Adam Frazier 4-for-8 with a double and a homer off of Hendricks. Starling Marte's got a couple doubles off of him. Nothing really. Trey Mancini 6-for-12, four doubles off of Porcello. We kind of liked that earlier. Santander, Nunez, and Chris Davis have homers off Porcello. Joey Votto 17-for-51, six doubles, three homers off Bueno. I'm kind of hoping he plays. Freddie Galvis 5-for-13, two doubles and a homer. Talked about him earlier. Barnhart and Jesse Winker have taken Bueno deep. Matt Carpenter 6-for-15, double, two homers off Luis Castillo. But Carpenter's just not right now, so keep that in mind. Like as usual, all BVP, grain of salt stuff. Jake Lamb 7-for-18, two doubles, a triple, two homers off of Shark. Ahmed 3-for-10 with a homer. Ketel Marte 5-for-14 with a triple. David Peralta's got two homers off of Shark. Brandon Crawford 9-for-26, three doubles, two homers off Leak. Belt 6-for-18, two doubles and a homer. Posey 6-for-22, a double and a homer as well. Scooter Jeanette super cheap tonight. He's got some limited success against Leak also. K with a Chris Davis 6-for-16, a double and four home runs off Verlander. Matt Olson, Stephen Piscotty, Matt Chapman have all taken him deep. He has a team only hitting 232, but they do have a 330 wOBA and a 240 ISO. That's Verlander in a nutshell. He'll shut you down for the most part, but when you hit him, you'll hit him hard. And that's pretty. They have 29 hits against Verlander. 15 of them go for extra bases. It's all or nothing against Verlander with the Oakland Athletics. And that'll do it for your BVP. And that'll do it for a quick hit. Another edition of the book, another week in the book. It's always a pleasure doing an MLB DFS quick hits for you guys. If you guys could please give a rating and review on iTunes, I really, really appreciate it. You have no idea how that helps the podcast out. It just takes a couple seconds out of your day. I've got a fun 15-gamer night. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. Hit me up in the chats. We'll help you out the best we can. We got a fun weekend over at Fantasy Sports DGens. NASCAR is ranking up. The boys were going crazy in there for the Truck Series last night. Saw some green screens there. We got preseason football. We got soccer going on. We got all kinds of stuff going on over there at the TQE. So come check it out at Fantasy Sports DGens. And also check out TQE, where preseason's rocking and rolling. Use promo code Bubba when you buy the NFL package for $149.99. Get the rest of MLB for free. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, August 16th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.